right now, thanks to Hoyt Cinemas at Erina, where you can experience more with tickets from just $9.90. It is...
Now on Sarah and Patty, it's the movie review with Shane A. Bassett.
Yes, good morning, mate.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
Good, I'm sitting in Sarah's chair.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I've been not sitting it too long.
Did you eat any baked beans last night?
No, I'm safe in that area.
Oh, okay, all right.
I actually had some popcorn because I was at the movies, the movie that we're talking about today. I only saw it last night.
Oh, is that right? And just quickly, too, tonight you're going to see Baywatch, and the stars were in Bondi yesterday.
Yes, apparently... Zac Efron and Alexandra Daddario, they arrived in Sydney and went straight to Bondi Beach for like a photo call. And tonight at Fox Studios is the big Baywatch Australian premiere where they'll be walking the red carpet. And the theme is a beach theme, but I'll have my suit on.
No, but you're rocking up to that?
Yeah, I'll be that.
You should do like a bloke did yesterday. He rocked up for Alexandra in a green mankini.
Yeah,
like Borat did. Why don't you do that? Why don't you wear that? That's beach.
No.
All right.
I'll be working, hopefully getting some interviews, so I'll be wearing a suit and tie.
All right, mate. Looking forward to catching up with the interviews from Baywatch. But last night you saw this one, King Arthur, Legend
of the Sword.
Of the sword.
Tell me every detail.
I woke up.
From where?
From a nightmare.
What was it about? Then?
Then, me and the lads took care of a bit of business.
Hold up, back up. You've left something out.
Are you writing a book? They all lived happily ever after.
And did they?
Well, I think, personally, I've seen this story before, and haven't we all? It's the all-too-familiar story of the Sword and the Stone and the Knights of the Round Table, Camelot, Merlin. They're all involved here. But it's been given the manic Guy Ritchie treatment. Now, Guy Ritchie did Sherlock Holmes recently. He's Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, A Man from U.N.C.L.E. He's done some pretty good stuff, and he has his own style. This has got sharp action visuals with, like, the ancient sort of dialogue mixed with modern riffs. So it's entertaining and a lot better than I expected because it has already been out in the States and not done well. So I was thinking it's not going to be the best movie, but it is entertaining. And in one of those movies where you are really loving watching it and there's some good stuff in it, but when it's done, you almost forgot about it.
Mate, when you said they've spent a lot of money, like how much money did they spend on this one?
$175 million on the budget for this. And that's fairly huge for this kind of film. You know, there's a few big... budget CGI special effects in it, but you wouldn't think it'd really justify that price.
And, mate, how's it been going?
Well, it's been out in the States for 1 week and hasn't done very well. So that's, as I said, I wasn't expecting much from this, but it is really entertaining and good fun. It's funny. Jude Law has never been one of my favourite actors. He's redeemed himself in a few films. This one is not so good. Eric Banner, the Australian actor, is in it.
Was he in it?
He's in it, yeah, the Aussie. And Charlie Hunnam is the main cast member as King Arthur. And it's sort of like an origin story because he's not the King Arthur to begin with. You know, he has to get that sword from the stone and learn how to use it. And it's a bit of fun, but it's just all too familiar. We've seen this King Arthur story so many times.
Why do they think that if they spend $175 million, that it'll be better this time?
Well, I think Guy Ritchie, the director's got a lot of reason with that. He's got his personal style of making quick cuts and loud action and done some really good... There's some really good music in it. So there's some good scenes, but there's some good theme music and some big elephants.
Wow.
These are really cool big elephants, and there's not enough of them.
Because I haven't seen too many tiny elephants.
No, these ones are like 15 times bigger than
they
normal.
Really? Are they really?
And if you have a fear of snakes, be careful. Don't go.
Now, this is a Rat Pack movie when James Packer was involved.
Yeah, this was one of his films that he was involved in through Warner Brothers. He's not involved in the movies anymore. He dropped out of it. But that's because it was made about a year ago, and it was actually meant to be released late last year, around October, November. It got canned and got pushed back to now.
All right, mate, what would you give it? Chock Tops?
I will give it a 3 out of 5 because it's surprisingly entertaining and not bad.
All right, that's King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. It's out today. Well, Sarah's not here, but we still must sing the song. We must thank Shane A. Bassett. Like a diamond, he has many facets. He can talk the movies and about popcorn. And he likes the Tigers. It's Shane A. Bassett. What do you think?
Oh, thank you very much, Patty. That was a good solo performance.